Everyone, welcome to Universal Energy. This is the Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. What's the name of the show?
The Lois Effect.
The Lois Effect. Because love originates in self, people.
That's right.
That's right. And we honor Lois Grant, who likes to hang out. Speaking of Lois Grant, I didn't mention this, probably because there must have been other circumstances taking place, maybe, or we had lots of calls or what have you. But yes, I would say. Maybe over the weekend or late last week, I wouldn't call this a dream state. It was not that at all. It was more in that state of between, it's like that twilight state where you're still very conscious, but you're also really, really relaxed, and oftentimes in that state of very lowered resistance, but you're still conscious, that's where I can certainly feel a lot of downloads or get a lot of images, or all of a sudden the energies decide to show up and slap me around a little bit. No, they don't literally slap me around. But sometimes it feels that way, not in a painful way, but I have known, I mean, I don't know how else to put it, but I have been known for many, many years now to, while I'm in that state, to move involuntarily. I mean, I can handle it, but it's, you know, I call it convulsing. Sometimes it's been as strong as that. Other times it's been way less severe than that, and everything else in between. But I'm so used to it. And early on, that was sort of like the initial contact or signal that energies were really not really making themselves known to me. And then I had to decide what to do or not do, and the consequences of not exploring versus the consequences of exploring. I'm glad I chose exploring, because I probably would be dead if I chose not to explore. So having said all of that, so I'm in that state of lowered resistance and receptivity, and I kind of felt Lois's energy coming in, and the infinity symbol, which has always been very powerful for me personally, for years and years and years, that showed up very, very clearly. And I feel that I was being led through a gateway, through a portal, deeper information, but she was part of that, and that really is all that I consciously remember, although on an unconscious level, I know that I was given a lot of information, and I'm sure it's going to come out in sort of time release. It's going to come out, you know, in sections, or I don't know how to quite put it, all of this is done non-verbally, so to put it into words is something to be very conscious of. But yeah, I wanted to mention that. I wanted to mention that the other, like the next day, and I don't know what happened, but obviously some craziness must have happened, or I was worried about my son or something. But I'm like, oh, saying to myself, like, okay, there's some deep stuff happening. So I just wanted to share that. And as I remember more, of course, I'll reveal more. But the affinity symbol. Now, I wanted to ask you, do you know if she had any affinity to the affinity symbol? That's funny. I met a rhyme. Did she have any affinity to the affinity symbol? Reverend Jesse Jackson, at your service.
I don't think there's anything in anything in particular that strikes up with me. With her, I mean, she was big into symbols anyway.
Oh, that's true. And there was, thank you for saying that, there was a lot of symbols. Thank you. There was a lot of symbols. But that was the one interesting because I used to have this image very, very young of kind of like an X, the way like a fence would intersect, where the sections would intersect in like an X, if that makes sense, right? And then I realized many, many years later when I was having a multidimensional experience, I don't know how else to describe it, that I thought when I was younger, I thought I was like very close up against a prison fence. That's my life, thanks. A prison fence. And then over time, it would pull, the image would pull back. And really, what it really was, it wasn't a prison fence at all. It was where the infinity symbol intersects into an X. And it wasn't until over years that image would be further away. So I'd have a better perspective. And I'm like, that wasn't the X of how a prison fence intersects. That's the X of how the infinity symbol intersects. So it's been sort of like this ongoing symbolic theme over many, many years. But Lois's energy was part of the last time, which was like the other day, of a connection with many symbols, like symbols of alchemy, alchemical symbols. That's always been floating around with her, but the infinity symbol like made a cameo appearance with these energies also. But symbol, see, there's a connection with her.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
I mean, I don't know, you do, so that's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, she. I mean, the infinity symbol is an important symbol for, you know, anyone I think involved in spirituality. It's one of those like, oh, that's really cool. You know, when you look at the symbol and also just what it means. You know, infinity and beyond.
Right.
So that's going to be a big, I think it's just a big spiritual symbol.
Right.
Up there with like the Om symbol, you know.
Right.
But she,
the cross. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and she was she studied. I remember she took a few classes even with her husband, these metaphysical classes that she would take, and I know one was on. They call it the Platonic solids. So just you know. Just symbols and structures that are
different?
Found in
Sorry.
Nature, and how everything in nature can probably be, you know, put into these different solids or shapes, you know, designs, geometric designs, basically.
Right.
And remember, she also trained as an architect. So.
Oh, see, I forget these things. Right.
Yeah. So she.
That makes sense. Right.
She. That was what her profession was before, you know, before she got into being a spiritual teacher. She got into architecture. Technically, you know, kind of like, it wasn't like right after school, right after she graduated. It took a while. She was already married and was probably on the brink of her divorce from her first husband when she decided,
wow,
okay, I think this is what I'm going to do. So that lends itself to the way her mind thinks, in structure and in form. And then seeing how that fits in, or how it makes sense in the universe, that totally makes sense. So for you to have at least one particular symbol that you looked at it differently when you were a lot younger, and then
right,
having another go around and seeing a different perspective, that's for you. I mean, that's a big symbol for you to now appreciate and maybe not be afraid of it, but just like have a negative connotation.
Yeah,
pressed
up against it. You know,
right.
It's like it was literally being like pressed up against a prison fence. I'm like, oh, but prison, sure, of course, that makes sense.
You think about it, you know, to be in resist to your intuition and your gifts, it would feel like a prison. You know, it would feel like...
And at the time, I felt like I was in prison.
Yeah.
And without
yeah.
realizing the prison that I had... I was the architect, of
mm-hmm.
prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
We are the architect of our lives in many ways.
Right.
Yeah. But I definitely was in a prison that I buried very, very deep until I couldn't any longer.
Right.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I mean, the last few days, definitely the last two, since we did our last show,
mm-hmm.
I have been so tired. And you know, and then my hands are, you know, my skin's flaring up again. So I've slept like after the show. Normally after the show, if I haven't already, because I've not been getting up early to you know, to do celery juice. I haven't felt like having anything cold.
Too damn cold for celery.
Right. So I haven't I haven't been up early to do much. And I haven't really been hungry. The last couple of days, I've had like a meal. Yesterday, I had two meals. But I'm not hungry, so I'll take my supplements, I'll drink water, but then I'll be hungry and get something to eat around, you know, midday, around lunchtime.
Right.
Is when I'll get my first meal. But
I
did not feel like doing that. Like I went back to sleep. And I just stayed resting
mm-hmm.
for pretty much all of Tuesday. I think I got out. I did get out of bed because at some point I'm like, I probably do need to eat something. That's probably not safe for me to
right.
to. And I will need to eat something. I am getting a little hungry. So that was probably
right.
like 6 o'clock at night.
Wow.
You know, I went out and came out of my little cubby hole and made. I had eggs.
Yeah, breakfast.
I had made this 15 bean soup,
mm-hmm.
which I did enjoy the day before, but it's also beans, so very gassy. So I'm like, well,
right.
I don't think I want to do beans again today.
Right, you got to be in the mood, right?
Yeah, let me make something that's like more like comfort food. So I had some eggs and I had a gluten free bagel, but that was it until probably a good 24 hours the next day.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But I don't, and I know I've had my dreams. I don't remember any of what's been going on. There are points in the day where I'll be doing something and I'm like, did I? Is that a memory from like actual life or from dream life?
Right.
Was that an image that I saw on TV, or was that something that I witnessed while I was, you know, dreaming?
Right.
So, and I kind of was wondering if Lois would make an appearance, you know, in a sense, today, just because that tends to be what
funny?
I end up doing is like, gosh, you know, because I know that for me, I know that my guides are always around me, and they see all the silly things I do, and you know, I'm like, okay, whatever, but. Like even like when I feel like, I think I want to write something down. Like my hands are like, no, you're not going to do anything. Or it's just like right now, it's just painful to do anything more. Like I soaked my hands in that Epsom salt, Epsom salt bowl of water last night. And that does help a little bit. This is the time where it's going to flare up. Like it does it probably once a month. And so I'm just like, well, this is just what I'm feeling right now. And I think, you know, there's that need to like, I need to get some stuff done, but then there's a point where this doesn't feel good to try to, you know, to do more than what I'm doing right now. This just physically does not feel good. Mentally doesn't feel great either, because mentally, I think I can do all that because I've done it before. I can, you know, simple things. But it's, you know, like I wear these gloves, these black, you know, just like disposable gloves. So that, you know, the constant hand washing would just be horrible for my skin. But then, you know, then my hands get really sweaty. So I have to take it off, and you know, and it's just like it's like dealing with a lot of moisture or my skin's drying out. It's like the extremes.
Interesting.
So, like, okay, you know, there's a part of me that thinks, well, maybe I should do the celery juice because it probably will help.
Right.
But the thought of you know then. You think about your hands and having to put everything together. Any bit of the chopping they have to do. I don't know. I'm feeling it, but I'm not feeling it. But anyway, I was thinking it'd be nice to maybe hear from her. But then there's a part of me that's like, well, she's like, you know what you need to do. It's one of those.
Were you thinking that, and then I brought up Lois? That's crazy.
I was thinking about it earlier this morning because I was awake.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. I'm like, I have to remember. I have to mention that Lois showed up, and then this is on your mind. So I love that. Well, see? Interesting. So if you could, I want you to finish before I ask you this question.
Finish.
I mean, no, because you were.
That. The struggle, I guess, struggle in explaining it, but you know, to come up with like what you know what would I ask? You know, why is there this comfort? Because out of all the guides, besides. Perhaps my grandmother's, you know, who I consider part of my you know kind of keep and watch me even if they're on the periphery. I think there's that family connection. I would say that you know Lois is the one that I have known the best on that physical side of things.
Right.
You know. So, but, you know, but knowing that she's not in that form anymore, then it's like, yeah, whatever, you know, it's, she's moved on to a different level of being. So, you know, the things that I would, think of as, you know, physical Lois would be like, you know, she's, She's probably gonna chuckle. It's not like she's a warm fuzzy, because she's actually very kind, but she's not overly like, oh, emotional like that. It's not like that, but it's there's an understanding that is very comforting. So it's not like she's like gonna wrap you up in a big hug. She actually would hug you, but you know, I think she tends to be more of, you know, let's work this out. Let's figure out a solution. And then of course she has her own, like, sort of like people who know Louise Hay's books backwards and forwards. Oh, you have a cough. That means this, or you're snoring. That means, you know, there's some of that information that kind of comes in, but mostly it's, you know, she was that presence as a mentor, you know, as a spiritual mentor. And a friend for me. That's like a really nice, it was like a nice go-to. And she was like that for obviously a lot of people who are her students. Cause she had a lot of, wisdom and knowledge to share, and she was already in that role. So usually when there's any physical type of ailment, because of her story, that's mm-hmm. who I would think of, because that's also mm-hmm. part of her healing when she was in the physical.
It was for her. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm looking at my hands, and yet she had rheumatoid arthritis. So her hands mm-hmm. and her feet were very gnarled because
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at my hands, and they've sort of assumed a position because the skin is so tight right now, or I can't mm-hmm. really move them. Like I
wow.
can, but like, it's like I'm looking at my hands like I am wearing some type of really thick glove.
Mm.
That's what it feels like. And that's, you know, that's, it's sort of what it looks like. Cause it's, you know, the skin is very, it's, you know, it's red, you know, it's inflamed. That's basically what that's inflammation.
Wow.
So I'm like, wow. So is this what it's like to have,
isn't that crazy?
Arthritis.
Wow. It's like this empathetic actual physicalization. I mean, that's really interesting. And as you were talking, I actually sent you a link, because I got the hit, I would say, from her. She was saying she needs you need a shark-derived supplement. So I'm Googling. So I sent you a link for these shark cartilage supplements.
Mm.
And when I looked at what they're good for, I'm like, okay, Lois, because I would have never, I don't know anything from that. But tell you, let me just find it again, because I just sent you the link. But it's shark cartilage. It's very affordable. Yay. Arthritis support. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
Anti-inflammatory.
Mm.
Immune health. Digestive health. Skin health. Eye health. So I sent you the link. Isn't that
cool.
crazy?
That is cool.
Yeah. But what
thank you for
said.
That.
Yeah. Well, thank her, because I, you know, as you're talking, I'm being led to Google shark-derived supplements. I'm like, all right. Okay. I hope it's legal. I don't know. I don't know. I don't
true.
Know. It's like, you know, no blood diamonds. I want no blood supplements.
Blood.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just, you know, minding my own business over here. I'm just a telephone operator. So,
well, it's not like, you know, tuna. It's not like, you know, dolphin. It's
right,
dolphin safe.
Right, dolphin safe. Wild,
yeah.
wild caught.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
cage
sharp.
Free. Yeah,
you got cage free. Cage free rage. Right, right, right.
Gluten free and yeah.
No, gluten free
yeah.
shark. But I find it. Yeah, I find it fascinating, and also. There's something when you made that correlation, when you talked about her hands and you're talking about yours, I mean, in a sense, it's this very unconscious way of really connecting to her on such a cellular level. That's fascinating. And yeah, you've been dealing with all the ancestral stuff, of course, which I think is the root behind so much of what, you know, all of us experience in terms of self-discovery and ascension and embracing these contrasted symptoms and experiences, because that's what creates our evolving. But I think this is, and I think this is more coming from her than me. Maybe it's a mashup. But it might have been a little to do with a physical expression of how profound the loss is to you that she's not in your life anymore. And it's almost like a living example of, or a physicalization of that. Interesting, and I'm also getting that you're a little bit at a turning point with this. So it's that paradigm. She's like, tell her it gets worse before it gets better. So that it's like a turning point. And she's also saying that with the spring is going to come more physical evidence of your healing and well-being. And with you, you know, being tired and, you know, being mentally, you know, very active about, I could do this, 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 this. She's like, the bears had it right.
Hibernates.
Yeah, the bears had it. The bears had the right idea. So I'd be curious, like in the next couple of months when there's evidence of spring, that you see evidence. But she's like, under the surface, there's great healing taking place. So, interesting. But I would have, everything I just said, I would not have put those thoughts together.
No, it makes sense, though. I mean, you know, our healing takes place in mysterious ways.
Yeah, sure does.
You know, because this is, I'm making sure my computer doesn't shut off.
Right.
This is, it's strange because, you know, there are things that I think I definitely have to get done for, you know, for work or for,
sure.
You know, for my own, you know, personal stuff. Just, you know,
yeah.
I really probably should get that done. And I think yesterday I was, maybe it was yesterday, the day before, though, Tuesday was like just completely, I didn't even turn any lights on. I don't think I had any lights on in my room. I just stayed, you know, in a cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
But like this need to like whatever it was that I was doing, with just, you know, resting or, you know, playing a game or reading, I'm like, oh, I probably should do something else. But then the thought of getting up.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought of having to move around and you know, just like, No, no. I don't, you know, I don't, or I just fall asleep, you know, I would just be exhausted. But yeah, so the mental thing, even some of the things I had been doing before, like some of the breathing exercises, I had done it for pretty much all of January, I think, yeah, because I feel like, oh, it's February now. I took part of this in this meditation, and then I did the, you know, I think it was supposed to be like a 3-week challenge. So did that, no problem. Then, yeah, I think it was yesterday. I was like, oh yeah, I need to do that, and I didn't even want to do that. Like, no. I mean, I fell asleep last night. I did fall asleep with the lights on, because
wow, you were out.
You know, yeah, I had soaked my hands and so then I was pretty relaxed. And fortunately, you know, I don't thrash around on the bed, because that bowl of water was on a,
oh Jesus.
Wow. You know, it was right there, but no, I, it was, you know, I was fine. Yeah, so that does help. I mean, I'll check into the supplement, and you know, even Donna, my acupuncturist, she's got some kind of sinus infection, so I had texted her earlier in the week, just to let her know I was going to be running low on some supplements, and. Doing well right now myself, but I'll test you. Usually if I'm running out of a supplement, I'll, you know, when I let her know, because I think, oh, I need to get another, I need to get a reorder. And she says, sometimes she'll say, well, let me test you for it. Because there are some standard ones that I'll take. There's not many.
Right, right.
But there's some standard ones that she's like, yeah, well, you don't need that one anymore. I'm like, oh, okay.
All right,
so she tries to test me. For whatever, you know, whatever's coming up next, and so even with stuff that I know are pretty standard for me, she'll just say, "Well, maybe you change the dose. So it was come around because you're fine, or break it in half, you know, that type of thing."
Right.
So she was going to test me on that, but she, I think I tell you this, it was through our mastermind group. Like our friend Amy had said that something, a download had come to her. It was a message for me that I needed to take. It was a supplement called sepia.
Oh,
which comes from a fish, from a cuttlefish. Well, fish, cuttlefish.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Same thing. Similar.
So I've been taking that. I ran it through Donna. I said, this is what Amy had said. And I said, I'm not familiar with this. You know, can you test me for that? And she's like, no, you're testing very strongly for it. I said, oh, okay. Well then, you know, what dosage should I get? Like how much am I supposed to be taking here? So she did all that. So I've been doing that. Maybe that's, you know, it's as Lois says, it's going to get worse before it gets better. You know, like when you're detoxing,
right.
it feels like the worst thing ever.
Right.
But
right.
it's doing what it needs to do.
Right.
So I don't know if the sepia is part of that. I'm sure.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's just part of it. So I'll run this one by her as well. But I'll probably go ahead and order it.
But yeah, maybe. So this the worsening, quote unquote, of the condition that started after you were taking. The sepia?
Yeah, I guess I got it last week. I think it took a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. But it seems like, you know, these flare-ups happen about once a month.
Mm.
So.
Right.
But also, like, I have been doing things, you know. I have been following different protocols and.
Right.
And so I can see where, you know, bits and pieces will fall into place. And because I haven't been doing the celery juice, I've been doubling up on my probiotics. That's just intuitively what
right.
I was thinking. I needed to do something
right.
In lieu of that.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, but there's these the deadlines of other things in my mind, like, oh, I need to get that done. You know, feel like I have a million projects that I've started and just sort of left it. Not like I've abandoned it necessarily, but it's definitely
right.
Like if the stove top had like a million back burners. Yeah, that's they're
right.
All on that,
right.
On the really large back burner.
Right. Right.
So, okay. Well, no, that does help.
Oh, good.
Well,
it's crazy because you were wondering if she was going to, you know, pop in, and she did without you even saying anything. But just, I love that.
Yeah, because I know she'll show up. You know, she shows up when asked. I mean, the thing is, you know, being able to ask specifically when I know that it's just there's a lot of different things tied into it, and it's just kind of allaying any fears I have of, you know, what does it mean to go through this healing process? Because it doesn't feel very good, but
no, it doesn't.
But you know, there's definitely it's not like the worst thing ever. It just for me, it's just very different to not have the mobility. Which is kind of an interesting thing, the mobility that I used to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did I had a massage on Sunday. And so that probably, you know, that brings up a lot of stuff too when you have this massage. And
mm-hmm.
So in addition to hands, there's like the knee, you know, like when I fell
mm-hmm.
back in Iceland.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, fell on my knee and, you know, just shoulder and elbow, all that stuff. And I feel like all of that sort of like, oh yeah, yeah, this is like part of it too. And you know, when you know what your body was like before, and I have this feeling also when I've been sick, like, oh, remember when I could breathe, you know, yesterday, and now I can't breathe. So I
right.
know that it can get back to that.
Of course.
It's just going to, you know, it'll just take a little bit of time, like that
right.
recovery time or whatever. But because this is dealing with, you know, larger structures, you know, your skin is an organ, you know, joints
right.
and, you know, muscles and tendons and things like that. I'm like, oh, okay. it does help though. So thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you,
of course. Lord. Yeah, of course. Interesting. But yeah, that's and it's been something you've been living with for a while.
Yeah.
And she wants me to ask you this question. If you could, without really thinking about it, if you could just put it into like one general statement, what do you think would be the thing, the biggest takeaway in terms of what you've learned or discovered about yourself with all of this?
How tied in, you know, like talk about genetics, but I guess not just genetics, but also the environment, like my, you know, with my family and how certain traits, have worked through our family, because it's not just me, but I seem to be the one that's aware of it. You know, 'cause I've kind of put some of the threads together where, you know, as a family, we've gone through our own share of hardships and, you know, alternately being told to suck it up, you know, or, or to, you know, just, you know, you just have to get through it and, you know, maintain, but without any kind of expression, no other outlet for it. You just had to kind of be quiet because, you know, it's not your place to say these things or to talk about it. So I mean, and I say that because no one's ever talked about this kind of stuff, you know, mm-hmm. in our family. It's just one of those. I go, oh, yeah, I've got that condition, or I've got, you know, my skin does that too, and they just sort of, I go, well, I had no idea, you know, had no clue, and because it's stuff that can, for the most part, stay hidden.
Right.
You know, you can wear long sleeves, or maybe it's just in an area, you know, on your body that is not usually exposed.
Right.
For me, because of this pandemic, I was already wearing gloves because of, you know, working,
right.
I'm driving. So, so that was not a problem. You know, or I could wear a hat, or I could wear long sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that, and I didn't have to wear shorts. I could just wear, you know, so when it was on my legs, you know, mm-hmm. no one would really see it. And so it's, I think it's getting to that point where, you know, you can maybe hide it from other people, but you can't ignore mm-hmm. it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to, you know, you do have to address it. So, you know, for me, it's, as I'm talking about it, it does help to talk about it in this way, in this context,
yeah.
instead of
right.
these are my ailments and, you know,
right.
you know, but to know deeper, you know, deeper, I guess, storylines of other people within my family who've had this result, but for different reasons,
mm.
you know, anyway, yeah.
Right.
So my takeaway is that, you know, you never know what the real story is with somebody.
That's right.
I guess the word compassion shows up.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and I'm trusting that, you know, whatever I'm doing right now, you know, obviously I want it to help me, and knowing that it could help in all directions within my family or other people who are associated with my family, then that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, that's a big thing.
It's,
you know,
it's a huge thing.
Yeah. So.
No, it's deep.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, you know, 11 years later, 10 years later, that's why we're doing the show, because this is a really safe space. Where else could you really discuss this so freely and candidly,
right?
With
right.
energy to support that, because it is very active energy. Even if someone listens to this as a download, it's, you know, they're holding space for you. It's like the ripple right. effect. So this is one of many, many reasons why you and I have been very committed all these years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important. But, yeah, it is a turning point. You're really at the brink of a turning point with this. So it's just holding on. You know, and all those cliches, they're cliches for a reason. You know, it gets worse before it gets better. It's always darkest before the dawn. This too shall pass. Okay, we get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when I had that massage, and I will say, hold on, just so we know, there is a caller with a hand raised. So, caller,
okay,
I see
great.
You. And we'll get you after
thank
this.
You. Okay.
But when I got my massage on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
You know, she always knows about the hands, because I'm wearing my gloves, so she knows to be gentle and not, you know,
right.
You know, not do the thorough squeezing of the hands.
Right.
But I was thinking, oh yeah, you know, my left hip, you know, that I know that that's pretty tight, but she was working on knots on my back, like
mm-hmm.
on my right side, you know, shoulder and neck. And I'm thinking, interesting, cause you know how the body is. I'm like, okay, well I'm obviously, and she did say, yeah, your psoas muscles are really tight. So you do need to do certain things, certain stretches, or see if you can, you know, do these every so often to help alleviate that for your left side. But I'm obviously holding my body in a certain way to compensate for, you know, these adjustments, or, you know, adjustments that have yet to happen.
Right.
And, but yeah, you know, half the time I'm thinking, oh, I, you know, I haven't done much, you know, it's not, but she's, you know, so she's working on something and I'm like, wow, that's a knot. She's like, yeah, that's a knot.
Okay.
So I've got another massage for Sunday. So,
oh, good. Good.
That's how that worked out. It was, well, we had a, we, this last massage was, rescheduled from earlier in January.
Right.
So
well, it's perfect.
Yeah.
You could use another one and you'll see, for lack of a better word, you'll see progress or what. Yeah. This is a turning point. It's a turning point. Doesn't feel like it, but it's a turning point. Yeah. Okay. let's go take this call.
All right. This is, get this working, area code 415. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi.
Who's this? Hello?
Hi. It's Jessica from New Jersey.
Oh, my goodness. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good. I just was interested in getting a card for today.
Sure.
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Stand by. All right. I'm ready. Yep.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so the number associated with this message is 151. And this is a message that you picked. And I think, Elisa, with everything we've been talking about, I think this message is excellent. When the opportunity to pierce resistance and serve as called upon, and then releasing the wall of secrets, then opens the portal for a clearer journey.
Goodness.
Isn't that crazy? I'll read it again. When the opportunity to pierce resistance and service is called upon, and then releasing the wall of secrets, then opens the portal for a clearer journey. So piercing resistance and serving. And it's really interesting because we've talked a lot about the more that resistance is lowered, the more that you're in a place of receiving. And, but I love this part of the message too, that when the opportunity to pierce resistance and serve is called upon, I love that phrase, then releasing the wall of secrets. How interesting.
Yeah, I don't understand that part. I understand the first part that relates to my life. The second part, I don't understand that right now.
Well,
it's not clear.
Doesn't need to. I'm kidding. And releasing the wall of secrets, I would think maybe the subconscious, you know, what you're not conscious of, release, or what you might be holding on to. You know? And releasing the wall of secrets opens the portal for clearer journey. So, yeah, whatever it means to you, that's what it means to you. But that's the message, and I'm glad you picked it. And Elisa,
yeah. You
one
need to send that to me. You definitely need to send that one to me.
I'm going to send it to you right now.
Well, and you know, when I think of the releasing the wall of secrets, there are things that we tend to do. Sometimes we adapt different routines or ways of being just as ways to cope. You know, so it's just meant to be temporary in a way. But when we get into a really good habit of doing it, then all of a sudden that can become a wall, and it can become something that aids in this resistance. So it may not be something that you like, oh, I'm going to keep that as a secret. It's just, it may just be something that, like a way of thinking or like a ritual or just something that you just always do. That's just become part of your routine, but you don't think it's, you know, you think it's harmless, and it may have been at that time, but now, like when it's time to actually open up and change, it's not always easy for people to do. That's not a natural thing for most people, you know, they kind of want to keep things the same, so, you know, little things, you know, it is an interesting phrase, the wall of secrets, because
yeah,
it implies that. One, secrets being unknown to somebody, whether it's you or somebody else. And then the wall, meaning a protection or a barrier, you know, or both. What, you know, with the number sequence, it's 151, which I always thought was interesting when you said it, because it equals a 7. And a 7 is about faith and logic and reason and trust. So different sides of like the same brain, but being smart about it, right? Mm-hmm. But with this 151, on either side of that 5 is a self. So it is about understanding who you are. And then you go through all these changes of the 5 and then understanding on the other end now who you are. Mm-hmm. So this is saying, with that number sequence of being ultimately being a 7, is trust.
Right.
You know, trust what has been coming up for you from within, and allow for that to open up, I guess, a different set of eyes, you know, or open up how you look at things a little differently, so that whatever you seem to view as something keeping you safe, see where that could possibly be keeping you at a distance. Just, you know, like I said, a wall serves purpose. You know, sometimes it serves as something that gives you a foundation and a form. This is where my part ends, and beyond that is something else. But sometimes you put up these walls. Yeah, you put up these walls, and it ends up keeping you out from stuff too. So it's very limiting. It can be very limiting. So that's just what I was getting from that.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, what you just said there, so I think it's connected to something that I did yesterday, because there was a shift there, but I still haven't like fully processed it through. I went to go speak to this owner of this business. I normally do my laundry at his place, and I've been going back and forth with him, or with one of the lady who works there for him, about if I'm allowed to be in there or not, because I don't wear a mask. And I have him on camera and everything like that. He said I could come in. You know, if you have a medical exemption, you don't need to wear one. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff related to this stuff. But anyway, so before I went down yesterday, I said, with my laundry, I said, let me just go to have a talk with him, because I've been harassed for months and this is ridiculous. And I want to know where he stands, because one minute he says, yes, I can go. The next minute
right.
he can't.
Do you have, do you have a medical exam? Is it bad for you to wear a mask? Like, I just want to know when you said medical exemption.
So I don't want to get into all the details of it.
Okay, you don't have to. All right, go ahead.
It's bad for everybody to wear a mask.
All right, all right. You don't have to get into it. I was just wondering. All right, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So, basically, I went down to talk with him, and he was like, "Well, you know, let's." I had complaints. And so basically, like, he's sort of weak. It's kind of a thing that is going on with a lot of people. Like, they don't want to, they're okay with you doing certain things, or they know something's wrong, but because, like, if somebody complains or whatever, they can't stand to what people are having issues, like, standing in their integrity, basically. Because they haven't done their healing work. They haven't done internal healing work and whatever. Anyway, so I said, fine, go call the cops. Because he's like, well, we'll call the cops. And if they say it's okay, then you can come in the business. I go, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to say to the people who complain? Are you going to tell them that you're not allowed to discriminate? You're not allowed to discriminate. This is civil rights laws. So again, it's a big story. I'm not going to go into like the huge thing. Anyway, the cops came, and I was having a conversation with the cops, because I've been doing this for many months, educating the cops. They don't know about the laws. And so I had this conversation with them. I had somebody there with me. He was recording it. And that was it. I said, you know, I gave them paperwork about what the laws are and all of that. And so basically it was the owner who was observing this. There was the person who was filming it. And then there were the two cops that I was speaking to. And basically the cops said what they always say, because cops are in their own, you know, programming, brainwashing of basically that they said that he could refuse service to me, which is wrong. That's against the law. Mm-hmm. But I knew that that was going to happen. But whatever, I just went down there just to basically educate.
Okay.
And then I left and I said, okay. And mm-hmm. I cried. I released the energy because I'm an empath. I feel all that shit. So I was like releasing all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I knew it was like, okay, well, and now I carry on. I've been doing this shit for like a year, you know, doing this activism stuff.
Oh.
But I knew just to like let it go then.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, the guy that was there with me recording, he was like, you know, you're teaching me a good lesson, because it was, you know, I have to be more proactive with this, and I have to like.
Proactive with what?
Because, well, I guess I heard you talking sometimes on the show when I listen here and there. I don't think that you guys really understand, like, what's going on.
I guess we don't. Really okay. Okay.
Beneath the surface here.
Yeah, we
so,
don't. Okay.
Well, he was like, basically like, so I was educating all these people, and then it was like, okay, now I let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's related to something like that, because I was like just going down there, like just to be of service. You know, I wasn't. Some of these videos you see people are like starting trouble or yelling or whatever. Like I'm not into any of that stuff. It's just like, mm-hmm. here's the information. I want you to understand
okay. What
you're doing is not right.
Okay.
And then I just left. But it was like, I had that whole experience too. And I went through it with the emotions and clearing the energy. And it was like, I don't know. It was just like a different experience than what I've had over the last like several months,
mm-hmm.
of doing this stuff. And I guess that was something with what Elisa was just saying about, I don't know, I can't even remember the sentence. It was like just one of the sentences that she said of like doing something. I don't know. Do you remember?
I don't. But what I think, what I find is interesting, I mean, because it's always interesting to me to hear like the other side of a story, right?
Uh-huh.
So for most people in this day and age, because of the pandemic and whatever the ulterior beliefs are and all that, let's put that aside. Just on the surface, is, you know, most people are like, I got to wear a mask, okay? And so you're right. I can see how if you went down and you're deciding, you know, I don't want to wear a mask, and I know you have your reasons for it. So I know, I'm sure you get the side eye and probably a lot worse from people who are around you. And for me as a business owner, I also can see where the business owner would want to be like, okay, well, if you have this, you know, medical condition, that's fine. However, I can also see where you get upset because, well, if there are exemptions for people like me, if you have your documentation or whatever, then why are you changing your tune? I'm just saying these are my own observations.
Because, it's because people like you're seeing very clearly like who's deep in the programming or the brainwashing, who hasn't done internal work, who can't see like the truth of what's going on. They're just seeing what's being presented by the media. And then like there's other levels of like, if somebody says, yes, you can come, I understand. I understand we're not allowed to discriminate. You know, that's what we're talking about back in like the 50s and the 60s with blacks. And, you know, we're protected by the Disability Act. So I understand that's in place. I understand I don't want to be like a dick. But then if people who are also in the programming and brainwashing that are freaking out, which is that's what the media is selling, is the fear. If they're freaking out, then I don't have the balls, because I haven't done that internal work to say, you know what, I'm standing for what's right and we can't discriminate. Because I said to him also, I said, I'm willing to work with you. I'll come during certain hours. You know, there's quiet. I always come during quiet times anyway. And I said, the lady who was like complaining about me was stalking me around the store, fought, like harassing me. I should have called the cops on her, but I don't do that. I can stand, I'm in my power. I can stand up for myself and handle this dark energy. I don't need to call, people call the cops when they're like little babies. Mm. You know, they need somebody to protect them. Like, you're able to energetically do that and just stand in your power. Because that's
so
the
you
thing
don't
that
wanna, yeah, you don't want to escalate the situation. By reacting.
It's not necessary. That's like when you're with your brother and sister. It's the same exact thing when you have a brother or sister and you're fighting and you're like, Mommy, you know? So it's like, hell, we're having a little issue here. Let me call the cops and see what they say. I go, it's the same exact thing. People haven't grown up. They haven't done their internal work, so they haven't grown up to be able to make their own decisions. So, and
right.
then, yeah, so, I mean, it's a big story, but it was just very, I was planning on leaving that business anyway, because I, like I said, I've been doing the activism for a year now, educating people. People are even deeper in the brainwashing now, and I'm guided to just step out of, I'm not interested. A lot of people are being guided to just bow out because people have to do their awakening in their own time. You can't help people see the truth to a certain point. People have to want to step into that space themselves.
Well, that's very true. That is very true. That is true. Yeah.
So I bow out. It's clear to have the conversation first, just to make it very clear of like, where do you stand on this? I'm being respectful to you. I don't want to be harassed every time I come in, and I am, and what's the story? And okay, I'll speak to the cops too as part of education. I've been talking to cops for the last maybe 7-8 months too, educating them about what's going on as well. And some are awake and some aren't, and people mm-hmm. wake up at their own time, but now's the time for people to do that. But so yeah, I'm finding other accommodations, but it was just very clear of like, this has nothing to do with me. I just planted the seed for these people and I clear that energy and I carry on with my day. That's basically what the story was. Whereas before, I think it used to rattle in my head for a while.
Mm.
So that's, I mean, it still affected me. It was a waste of the time. You know, I think it was a waste of time, but that was me being of service.
Well, you know, so that is one way to at least take away from that situation where you're not angry to the point where you're going to escalate it, because I think that has been ongoing, you know, not just before all this is happening, but just it tends to be what happens when you're up against somebody or a situation where obviously very different viewpoints and levels of what they feel is safe, you know. So to at least step away from that, I really do find it fascinating because to be able to step away from something where it could have easily been a pointing fingers, yelling match, you know, type of situation, and then you know, anyone who's empathic, you carry that stuff with you. You have to figure that out. You have to figure out how you're going to continue doing what you need to do. That's a huge thing. So hopefully that message that you picked with all the components of it, and if you, you know, you can always just download the show, listen to it again. But I hope I think it was a very strong message. And so, you know, good for you for at least figuring out where your part is. And, you know, when we talk about, you know, teachers and trying to educate, you know, it's not an easy job. And not everyone's going to agree with you, because there is more than one way. Not everyone's going to agree. So you have to do what you need to do. And I think in this day and age, considering the climate, that I'm glad that there aren't these huge, you know, massive breakouts of you know, violent acts, because there's just, you know, we don't need that on top of everything else. But for you to figure that out and to take it away. And so you're right. You know, so you've tried your different ways. You've tried, you know, coming in a different time. You've tried talking to the owner. You tried to do things as peacefully as possible. You're choosing to do something else, to go to another business, all within your rights to do that. So there's like the law, but then there's also the spiritual law. There's also the how are you taking care of yourself aspect of it. So
yeah, which is exactly like I'm not going to. I'm figuring out alternatives so I don't have to see masked people at all because it's very disturbing. You know, the thing is that for me, I felt very strongly that I needed to go down there and have that conversation, even with the cops also, like, I guess it's just like understanding and respecting like what people's karma is. Like, I think this is a big time of like karmic payback, you know, what's going on right now. And to just bow out like people were, you know, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Fair enough.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, take care. Okay. Thanks. All right.
Thank you
too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
So, on that note, if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com, and we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. As always, take care of yourself and each other, and let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.
Take care. I love you. Bye.
Tell me that.